This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Class Financial, give us a ring right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can also call toll-free at 877-235-1310. Class Financial, of course, their website, classfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website with a lot of great information about the different divisions of Class Financial, how they can help you with retirement planning. Also, if you are a business owner or a business leader, help there with 401ks. Again, just get to classfinancial.com. While you're there, sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great weekly snapshot of what's going on in the markets and a link to the most recent fabulous Money in Motion podcast. Again, just get to classfinancial.com. You can also submit a question to be answered right here on the program. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Class Financial. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Class Financial. It is complimentary. Joining us this morning, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning, Sean. Doing great. How have you been?
Doing really well. CJ, Malia, how are you this morning?
Very good. It's a little too nice to be working, though.
Yes, it is. And for people who are saying, Malia sounds beautiful as always, but even more beautiful, you've got a great setup. You may, maybe next week you could do the show from the backyard.
Maybe. Thanks to Sean setting me up so well with a nice mic.
Yes, you sound great. It's so great to have both of you along. And again, the great thing about this show is it's interactive. It's a great opportunity. If you have retirement planning questions, our professionals from Class Financial are here to help you and guide you. And again, give us a call. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We're going to talk a little bit about debt. And if you have debt on your balance sheets, carrying that into retirement, some of the things you need to consider before that occurs. Mention the telephone number, 442-5637. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number as well, because later in the program, we'll be doing our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize from Kloss Financial. This week, a $25 gift card to Lowe's. So listen closely to the program. Typically, both the question and the answer to the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week come up during the program. So before we get rolling on this week's conversation, let's take a look back at last week's show and get not only the question, but the answer as well.
Yes. Yeah, so thanks to everyone for listening last week. We had a lot of callers. And the question was, what is the earliest you can draw Social Security for normal retirement? Notice the word can. It doesn't mean we're saying you should. But the question was, what's the earliest age you can? And Tom of Waterloo correctly answered age 62. So congratulations to Tom. And thanks for all of you listening and calling in every week.
Fantastic. And we'll do another one this week. Again, Kloss has a great prize, as always, for you. Again, just listen closely to the show. We'll tell you how you can win a little bit later on in the program. So, as we all know, of course, you guys help people plan for retirement. And one of the things that comes up from time to time is the amount of debt that people carry on their balance sheets. I've got to assume that's very true.
Yes, except for I'm going to disagree with it. It doesn't come up from time to time. It comes up in every single meeting that we have. Should I have debt? How do our clients feel about debt? This is probably one of the biggest topics that we have to address with prospects as they come in and chat with us. And to be quite direct about it, as we think back over the last 10, 12 years since the 2008, 2009 correction, there's a lot of people that looked at debt as just kind of this thing of like, what's the big deal? My investments are doing better than the interest rate on my debt. So come on, CJ, come on, Malia, why do you guys make such a big deal out of eliminating debt? As a matter of fact, maybe I should take on more debt, right? That's kind of the general attitude that people have had. And yet it is in moments like these, right? Because life is not as simple as we want to make it, but it's in moments like these when we have the market has come down now quite a bit, when we have uncertainty around our jobs, when we have uncertainty around the future of the economy and what's really going to happen, it is in moments like these that it comes clear into focus as to why we say, eliminate your debt. Now, we're also not saying that we think you can't ever have debt in your life. Full disclosure, I have a mortgage on my home. That is my only debt, by the way, but I do have a mortgage. So we're not saying you can't have debt. It's that for a sound, firm, long-lasting retirement, your best bet is to eliminate debt the closer you get to retirement. So That's the focus of this. We would say set up a plan to reduce your debt and then eliminate it. And by the way, if you want to listen to the best guru on this, listen to Dave Ramsey. I think he actually airs on this station quite often. Listen to him. And actually, I would encourage people, if you don't believe us on how you should handle this, go through the Financial Peace University program that Dave Ramsey has set up. It is spectacular, and it'll give you really good data around why we would suggest it. But here's the thing. A lot of people go, okay, I agree with you. I should eliminate my debt, but how? I find that I don't have the money at the end of the month to do it. So what we would say is one of the big, the most important things to do is to establish a budget and change some of your spending habits, and then also couple that with good savings towards retirement. So most experts, including us, would say you need to turn this into an automatic feature. Automatic meaning force yourself to only spend so much and force yourself to save for retirement. The best way to do that is autopilot or to turn to cash. This is another thing that Dave Ramsey would support. Turn to cash when it comes to spending. Put money in an envelope for the month that says this is our grocery money. And when the money's out, the money's out. So try to turn that into an automatic behavior. The other thing that we get questions on is, well, should I be paying down my debt or saving for retirement? And of course, it depends on what type of debt we're talking about. But if we were to focus on non-mortgage debt, so credit cards, student loans, auto loans, things like that, a non-mortgage debt, we would say focus all your energy on elimination of those as quickly as possible. However, we would also not want you to miss a match on your 401k plan. So this is where it gets into personal financial planning. You should sit down with your advisor and determine how aggressively you should put cash flow towards your debt and then how much you should be saving towards retirement. And then just also remember, we've talked about this a lot on this show, but borrowing from your 401k plan to pay down debt can sound like a really sexy, creative idea. And yet we would just tell you, in real life practical application, it's not a good idea. Because if you get laid off, or if the employer just has changes, or if you decide to retire for that matter, and you have a remaining loan on your 401k plan, it immediately becomes, well, within 60 days, it becomes a distribution, which can be taxed and penalized. So as much as we understand it, it sounds like a great idea. And there's even some financial professionals that support it. We would generally say, don't do that. And then finally, as it relates to this debt, a lot of times people will say, well, I haven't eliminated my debt and I want to retire anyway. That's fine. But our encouragement to you would be plan to work part-time then. Plan to work part-time in retirement so that part-time working income can go to eliminate the debt before you fully retire. Listen, I know I'm not making any friends on the air here. I do realize that this can be a sour topic for people to be thinking about. But listen, in the midst of all of the uncertainty in the stock market and in the world right now, in the midst of all the things we realize we cannot control, there's one thing you can control, and it is your spending and your debt levels. So therefore, focus on controlling those controllables and get rid of your debt.
Really good stuff. Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for CJ and Malia, give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can also find Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great resource with great information about Kloss Financial. Also an opportunity there to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a snapshot of what's been going on in the markets and, of course, a link to the most recent podcast. Also, by the way, if you like the show and maybe you're spending more time streaming it these days or listening to the podcast, don't forget to share it with folks. Share it on social media. Let other people know about Kloss Financial and, of course, all the great things that they are able to do for you when it comes to retirement planning. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia. We'll talk a little bit about how much debt people are carrying. Look at kind of some of the statistics. Might be a bit staggering. We'll find out from CJ and Malia all about that next, as well as take your calls as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus. Don't forget you can find them online, the website klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget the first appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. It's not going to cost you a thing. Telephone number, 442-5637. And again, the website, klausfinancial.com. Talking about debt, specifically carrying debt into retirement. And some of the numbers, and Malia, I know we've touched on this a little bit in the past, but the amount of debt that Americans carry into retirement today is pretty staggering, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, at the end of the day, I would say as our clients enter into retirement and they look back and they say, wow, it really has made a difference that I've paid off all my debt based on the way in which we help them down this path. They really can breathe easier, as CJ said, during times like this, that they're not sitting and being saddled with a big mortgage or anything like that. So when we look at the numbers, when we look at total household debt here in this country, that would encompass mortgages, student loans, car loans, and obviously credit cards. So we looked at Experian's 2019 consumer debt study, and we found that the total consumer debt in the U.S. is a staggering $14.1 trillion. And the average American actually carries an average personal debt of over $90,000. So and this is, again, looking at total household debt. We looked at a LendingTree study in February of 2020, and we found that seniors, so those would be our retiree group, ages 65 to 70, carry an average of $22,471 in non-mortgage debt. So what we're looking at is car loans, credit cards, and so forth, and understanding that those interest rates tend to be astronomical. Credit card debt slightly outweighs the auto loan debt, but pretty much a wash. So what we've learned is credit cards for retirement age seniors are just about as big of a burden as auto loans, although we know interest rates tend to be much higher in that category. So as CJ said, you know, we know that debt has helped people buy their first homes or maintain their homes, being able to take a mortgage out that they didn't have the cash available to do so. But we would really, really tell our listeners that credit cards are something that are very, very dangerous, similar to the 401k loans we spoke of. We understand people can get themselves into a situation and it's hard to work themselves out of it. But just treading very, very carefully because, again, our goal is for our listeners and clients to be close to zero debt as they approach retirement. So again, some helpful things to tell you. The easiest one is stop. Just stop adding to your debt balances, believe it or not. Removing those credit cards from your wallet to reduce that temptation for, you know, impulse purchases, things you really can't afford. That's probably our biggest takeaway today. Understand current interest rates and how they affect your debt. So really prioritizing by paying off that high interest credit card debt first. Again, listening to Dave Ramsey or other people that speak on this will tell you it's a process and identifying those ridiculous interest rates as high as 24% or more sometimes on credit cards really will just dig you bigger into the hole that's sitting right there. Utilize a debt reduction calculator. That's a great idea as well. Bankrate.com, that will help you figure out how to extinguish your debt quicker. And then finally, pay your bills on time as much as possible, even during this current situation we're all dealing with. We have to understand that late payments normally result in fees, and that will further your debt balances and eventually hurt your credit score. So I know as we're seeing different programs coming out so that you can perhaps delay payments without affecting your credit or interest rates being stabilized for you if you don't make a payment. I just want to remind people that you at the end of the day still have a debt. And if we want to move towards our future retirement number, whatever that is, whatever age that might be, the sooner we can get debt paid off, the better you're going to be. And you're going to be actually smiling in retirement. And I can't emphasize that enough.
Really good stuff. Talking with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. They are our retirement planning professionals. They come to us from Kloss Financial. They'd love to work with you, love to get to know you. Great thing about Kloss Financial, that first appointment, it is complimentary. All you got to do is pick up the phone, give them a call. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. Don't forget, no charge for the initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. Also want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up in the next segment, we'll do our Kloss quiz question of the week. Folks from Kloss Financial have put up a $25 gift card to Lowe's. We'll tell you how you can win that again in the next segment. We'll also talk about some of the areas when it comes to different types of debt and different types of interest rates. Sometimes people want to say, oh, well, it's this or it's a that. It's somehow different. We'll get the insight from CJ and Malia. We'll do that next and take your calls at 321-1310. That's 321-1310 as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Mentioned the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. So before we get to our listener question corner, Money in Motion listener question corner, the Kloss quiz question of the week as well, I think a lot of times when people, when we start talking about debt, people say, well, not all debt is equal. Not all debt is the same, which I guess ultimately is true. But there are some things to keep in mind. Let's kind of break down those different types of debt and what we should be seeing as far as interest rates for those debts.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you say that, Sean, because I used to kind of buy into that camp of, well, there's good debt and there's bad debt.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, sometimes we just say these things without really thinking about it. And there is certainly debt that has higher interest rates than others. And there's debts that are secured and debts that are unsecured. And any good banker or anybody in the business will tell you this. And yet, debt is debt. Debt is risk. Debt steals your income. Debt takes your wealth creation opportunity. So at the end of the day, what we would say is let's not try to focus on what's good or bad. Let's focus on elimination of debt, especially elimination of debt as it relates to risk heading into retirement. So we're going to talk about a few categories. Credit cards, you know, according to bankrate.com, the average credit card interest rate right now as we speak is 16.89%. If you want to find a way to absolutely crush your wealth creation potential, put money on credit cards. And I do realize that this can feel harsh because there's some people that have fallen on hard times who felt that they had needed to utilize that or didn't have emergency reserves. And so certainly do not mishear me. I'm not here to bash you or put salt on your wounds, but I am here to remind you, you have got to eliminate that credit card debt. And if you don't have control over credit card spending, get rid of them. The next category would be home loans. And as we mentioned before, ideally, we would like you to be mortgage-free as well as you head into retirement. The average interest rate on a 30-year mortgage right now is 3.75%, and it's right around 3% flat for a 15-year fixed. So for those of you who are out there listening who have higher interest rate mortgages than what I just mentioned, you might want to consider a refinance to bring down your interest rate. Now, when you do that refi, we wouldn't suggest you change your payment, so continue paying at the higher level, but just bring down your interest rate, which will, the net result of this is that you'll pay off your debt faster. Auto loans, as of March 25th, the national average for U.S. auto loan interest rates was 4.42% on a 60-month loan. However, the average length, or the typical length for most auto loans, was 68 months. And we're seeing some as long as 72 and 84 months. Folks, listen, this is a little bit crazy to me. You're taking and you're getting a loan, a big loan on a depreciating asset. But it's not only depreciating, it's plummeting. And so we would say, don't do that. Try to buy your vehicles with cash, which will mean you need to save for them ahead of time. And if you have to get a loan on a vehicle, which again is not ideal at all, then just get a very short-term loan so that you're never upside down. If you get too long of a loan on a new vehicle, it is very possible, I would say even likely, that you will be upside down at some point throughout the loan, which just simply means you'll owe more than the vehicle is worth. And then finally, student loans. Student loans are a little bit tricky because depending upon how you have those student loans, if you were to pass away, they can go away, so to speak. But there are companies like Education Loan Finance and SoFi that if you have a high enough credit card, credit score, they'll allow you to consolidate those student loans into a lower interest rate payment. However, it does take it off of the federal student loan system. And so it changes things a little bit. You might need to get some consultation around whether or not you should do this. But in general, you can sometimes consolidate many various student loans into a singular SoFi loan or something like it to bring down your interest rate. And then the goal is bring down the interest rate and attack it, right? The goal is not to bring down your interest rate so you can go buy your newest car with more debt. It's rather to just eliminate that. So listen, what's the takeaway? The takeaway is that baby boomers and all of our listeners, you should be making your best effort to retire debt-free. And I'm not telling you this because I want to be right. I'm telling you this because we work with thousands of your peers who are in retirement. And if there's one thing they could go back and tell their younger self, it would be to eliminate debt. So we're just here trying to help all of you get prepared for retirement. And the best way to do it is eliminate that debt.
Great advice, great guidance, as always, from CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Mention the website klossfinancial.com. Not only can you learn more about Kloss Financial, not only can you sign up for that weekly Market Pulse newsletter, which you should be doing, you can also submit a question to the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. This week, got a new question from Pat. He asks, I'm lucky to have a health savings account, an HSA, through my employer and have a significant amount of money in it. What happens to my HSA if I don't use it?
Yeah, so that's a great question, Pat. Thanks for sending that in to us. So I'll keep it short. If you withdraw HSA funds and you don't use them to pay for qualified medical expenses, you'll pay income tax and a penalty of 20%. Unlike an FSA, there's no use it or lose it provision. So actually a health savings account versus the flexible savings account, HSA through an employer, the money in the account is yours and you can take the balance when you leave your job. And I can guarantee you as you enter retirement, if you have an HSA sitting there with dollars in it, the likelihood is you'll wish you would have put more into it sooner because we've not ever seen someone not need health, you know, savings account for health related charges as they get into retirement. But our best bet would be that you try to continue adding to it and then encourage you to max those contributions out at when you can. The 2020 limits for health savings accounts are $3,550 per individual or $7,100 for a family. So, and the catch-up contribution, similar to a 401k or an IRA, for those over age 55 is an additional $1,000. So great that you have one. Just keep on plowing money into it each and every year until retirement.
Really good advice. Of course, you can submit your question at klossfinancial.com. That's klossfinancial.com. Time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Lowe's. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. What amount of non-mortgage debt do retirees between the ages of 65 and 70 on average carry? Is it $10,000 or more than $20,000? Telephone number 442-5637. First call with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Lowe's. Don't forget as well that it's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number 442-5637. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic day. Great talking to both of you.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
See you guys. Dr. Hemkes comes your way next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klass Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Klass Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Klass Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klass Financial.